Good evening. This is Sakashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Naglan Institute of Medical Sciences and Research gets state-of-the-art 3D dissection table and utility vehicles. Deputy Chief Minister Yanthungo Paton stresses on accountability and discipline for efficient governance. India becomes second largest 5G market in the world, says Union Minister Aishwini Vaishnaw. And Naglan holds state round of the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2025. Now the news in detail. The 3D dissection table installed at the Naglan Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, NIMSAR Kohima, was inaugurated today by Additional Secretary of Health and Family Welfare, Naglan, S. Tainu. This state-of-the-art equipment is one of a kind, providing an innovative approach to teaching, learning and research in Northeast India. The equipment features groundbreaking technologies with sections, content and virtual images, enabling discovery learning, collaborative learning and student-centered, self-directed learning. Initially intended as an anatomy learning platform, it is an integrated tool that can also be used for disciplines like surgery, ENT, ophthalmology, orthopedics, obstetrics and gynecology and others. It will enhance the medical education curriculum by enabling students to share content that is remarkably accurate. Director and Dean of NIMSAR, Dr. Soumya Chakraborty, emphasized that the equipment would be used for both student and teaching purposes and research. She noted the facility will not be limited to a single department but will be integrated, allowing anyone to utilize it for research purposes.
It is an opportunity that NIMSAR will get it, and we will be utilizing it for student teaching purpose as well as for research. And this will not be limited to any department. This will rather be integrated using for research.
Meanwhile, Joint Secretary Health Rembomo Odio inaugurated the Skill Lab at NIMSAR. The Skill Lab is a dedicated space in the Medical College building where students can practice and refine their clinical skills in a controlled, simulated context, honing their preparedness for real-life patient care under supervision. Naglan Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, Kohima, today received two utility vehicles from UCOBank as part of the bank's Corporate Social Responsibility Initiative. The vehicle keys were handed over to Additional Secretary of Health and Family Welfare, Naglan, S. Tainu, by Narendra Pratap Singh, Zonal Head of Jorhat Zone, UCOBank. Ms. Tainu stated that the vehicles would help the institution carry out its duties more effectively. She also expressed her gratitude to UCOBank for providing the facility. Mr. Singh mentioned that as a nationalized bank and a part of the society, UCOBank is committed to serving the people of Nagaland.
As a helping hand to the endeavors of our NIMSAR, the society who is committed to provide medical education and high-class medical services to the public of Nagaland. So, as a helping hand, as a part of corporate social responsibilities, today the UCOBank is handing over two utility vehicles, which we believe that going to be help out in their future endeavor. We are always committed to serve you and extend each and every helping hand to the maximum extent.
Deputy Chief Minister Home Yanthungo Paton today carried out a surprise check of branches within the Home Department at the Naglan Civil Secretariat. During the inspection, Mr. Paton took strong exception to officials found absent without proper leave and said such conduct not only hampers the functioning of critical departments but also affects delivery of essential services to citizens. He directed strictly to impose action as per the principle of no work, no pay, noting that accountability and discipline are the cornerstones of efficient governance. He warned that more surprise checking would be conducted under all departments within the Civil Secretariat in the coming days. Mr. Paton was accompanied by Home Commissioner Vyasan R and officers of the Home Department. India has become the second largest 5G market in the world, says Electronics and Information Technology Minister Aishwini Vaishnaw. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, the minister emphasized that because of the government's focus, various sectors are getting fundamentally transformed. he added that close to 11 lakh crore investments are being done in different sectors. Mr. Vaishnav further mentioned that electronic manufacturing in the country was negligible 10 years back, but today it has become among the top export items. He said that the entire South, as well as the rich countries, are willing to take India's UPI payment system. The ministers also announced that this year India plans to roll out first Made in India chip. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The state round of the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2025 took place in Kohima today. During the event, Deputy Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, S. Toiho Yepto, highlighted that through this powerful platform, youth can voice their concerns, challenge existing norms and offer innovative solutions for the nation's progress. He urged the participants to use their passion, intellect and vision to contribute to the nation's future. He also encouraged them to respect all cultures and beliefs and persistently pursue justice, equality and innovation to address challenges faced by the country today. Among the 30 participants that participated in the state-level competition today, Chagailu Pamai from St. Xavier College, Jaluki, emerged as the winner. Yutsula K. Tikir from Don Bosco College, Kohima, and Songmu Kyam Nyungan from Emmanuel College, Dimapu, secured second and third places, respectively. They were awarded certificates and cash prizes and will represent Nagaland at the National Youth Parliament next month in New Delhi. The centre has written to states to lower the VAT on aviation turbine fuel ETF to check the prices of air tickets in the country. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said 45% of the airfare price is due to ETF and some states are levying 29% VAT on this fuel.
When they are talking about airfares, I would request the honourable members of those representing states to find out how much ATF the states are charging and bring it down. Because 45% of the airfare prices is because of the ATF and the VAT that is charged.
Mr. Naidu said some states have reduced the VAT on ATF to below 5%. He added that airfare is dynamic and based on demand and clarified that the government does not fix prices of air tickets. The State Higher Education Department is working towards the early disbursement of post-matric scholarships following recent assurance from Union Tribal Affairs Minister Joel Oram for release of the final installment of CSS Post-Matric Scholarship 2023-24 for ST students of Nagaland. The nodal officer met with officials from the ministry to pursue the matter. During the meeting, ministry officials reassured that the final installment amount has been approved for release and is currently with the finance ministry. They assured that the fund will be released to the state government by 31st of March. Hatkarga Mela State Handloom Expo commenced today at Kohima Village Ground, Kohima, featuring an exhibit of indigenous textiles and handicrafts. The Mela was inaugurated by Director of Industries and Commerce, P. Tuguga Sema. A total of 60 exhibitors are participating in the expo from all districts of Nagaland as well as from states like Jammu and Kashmir, Uttar Pradesh, Manipur and Assam. As part of the expo, the department has initiated registration of Pehchan cards, which enables artisans to access a range of schemes and programs offered by the Ministry of Textiles. The expo will run until 8th of April. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research gets state-of-the-art 3D dissection table and utility vehicles. Deputy Chief Minister Yanthung Opaton stresses on accountability and discipline for efficient governance. India becomes second largest 5G market in the world, says Union Minister Aishwini Vaishnav. And Nagaland holds state round of the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2025. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.